Innisfail. This week is time for local youth to play in a day and experience the glorious opportunity to be on a stage to see, hear and feel what it's like to be a part of a live theater performance. Carson Rayfuse, Family Facilitator Summer Student for the Family Resource Network at Innisfail's McMahon Central Office, said he proposed a partnership with Innisfail Town Theatre, ITT, earlier this summer to host a local youth theatre workshop that is called Play in a Day. It's kind of exactly what it sounds like. Over the period of one day, which in our case is about 5 hours, we're going to rehearse and then put on an entire play, said Rayfuse. The Play in a Day workshop is free for young participants and will be held at the ITT-owned Ole Moose Hall on August 19. It will run from 2 to 8 p.m. The event is open to Innisfail and area youths between the ages of 12 and 18. Each participant must register beforehand. If you register to come, then you get to become an actor. Anybody between 12 and 18 can be an actor in it, said Rayfuse. And then there is a closed performance at the end. The performance is not open to everybody. It's not going to be public performance this time around. But what is most crucial, emphasized Rayfuse, is that everybody will have the opportunity to learn the finer points about theater production and experience what it's like to do a play in a short, condensed fashion. I personally am not talent scouting, said Rayfuse. I'm here to provide everybody with an opportunity to come and try it out and see if they like it, and maybe make some new friends and maybe find something you're really passionate about. Rayfuse said the Play in a Day workshop will include a read-through of the script, one that he has prepared himself. We're going to block all the scenes and run through them a couple times so everybody's a little bit familiar with what they need to do, said Rayfuse, adding the workshop will include theater games to teach participants the parts of the stage and different ways of delivering lines. There will also be a bit of an arts and crafts element when participants can make some props and scenery throughout the day, he added. Everybody will get a chance to do some rehearsals and some performing and play games. Patrick Gleason, a longtime member of ITT, will be at the workshop on August 19. He will open the doors of Ole Moose Hall for Rayfuse and his young workshop attendees. Gleason said he's in full support of the six-hour event and believes it could be the start of something special for the community, especially the young. We have been looking for opportunities to start a youth theater going in Innisfail and we just think this is a start, a beginning, said Gleason. He said ITT has been involved with big theater productions with local schools in the past but only during the regular school year. This is summer and this is an area we think that we'd like to take a closer look at, said Gleason. What I see and what my vision is to have some kind of summer theater happening with young people in this town. We've been to towns where they have youth groups. Some of them, like in Nelson, BC, are very sophisticated groups, where kids are rehearsing for a month and put on a fantastic production. I don't know if we'll ever get there, but I would like to be able to see when Innisfail has some summer theater. For more information on the Play in a Day workshop, citizens can call Rayfuse directly at 587-679-0544.